with Replay AV.
It's a temporary fix, but I think it's incredible. Finally, the oil has stopped leaking in the Gulf of Mexico. Cross your fingers and everything else and pray that the temporary fix holds until the relief wells are done and the whole thing is sealed for good. We're talking about the Deepwater Horizon and the horrific spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to zig and zag all over the place. If you're familiar with the show, then you know what we do. If you have ADD, you're going to love this show. If not, buckle up and get ready for the ride. It's all about the conversation, my friends, on this overnight highway. And you can be part of it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I don't care about your point of view. I just care that you know how to express yourself. And feel free to do that by throwing your 2 cents in, no matter what your stripes are. So we start with the BP, quickly, the BP capping of the oil spill. And who knows how much oil was leaked out. You get crazy amounts that are thrown out. It could be 184 million barrels of the stuff. And chances are it is pretty big. BP tried to put a lid on how much was being bandied about, and there was no scientist really allowed to measure it, so that was part of the problem. So reaction to the news actually has some people questioning if it's really real. Seriously, that's how much distrust there is out there. I mean, this is a conspiracy theorist dream, because there has been a lot of misinformation, and BP, to their own fault, they were not allowing a lot of access by the media. You know, you might have seen XYZ reporter, if you watched the evening news, do a report from a beach somewhere and show a picture of the BP well that was leaking and all that other sort of stuff. But really, there wasn't a lot of information that was flowing, let's say, from BP. So there is deep distrust, and you can see why there would be a lot of information to the contrary out there. But if we are to believe the pictures that we're seeing, and there's one posted on my website at americatonight.net, there's no oil leaking out at this point. And it's thanks to this temporary, tightly fitting cap that was placed over the leak that has stopped what has become the worst catastrophe environmentally that certainly I've seen in my lifetime when it comes to oil, and probably the same for many of you. You know, we always were going back to the Exxon Valdez and the tanker. Now forget about it, the tanker. Nobody's talking about the Exxon Valdez. It's all about BP. And that finally, 87 days later, this thing is done spewing. Of course, the damage to pelicans and marine life and wetlands and livelihoods is immeasurable at this point. It's immeasurable because there are still people who are filing to get funds from the company. And finally, though, there is control over this catastrophe, finally, with the fitted cap. Why wasn't this temporary fix thought of before? And people really are saying, I got to see it to believe it. And there are still some ifs that are floating around out there, because you don't know with the pressure what's going to happen. We're in this critical 48-hour watch period, if you will. And it's just like a patient in the hospital when they're in the ICU and they're coming out of it, keeping a close eye on what's going on. What happens with the seafloor? What happens, you know, with the side of this thing? It's a 75-ton cap that slowly, ever so slowly, they throttled it shut. And it happened late in the afternoon on Thursday, 3:25 Eastern time is when it was capped off. So this is great news. I mean, this is a positive sign. A lot of people have taken hits on this. Certainly the administration's taken a big hit on it. BP has taken a big hit on it, right? Big punks, broken pipes. We can think of all kinds of nicknames. And then deep water drilling has taken a hit for the other people who weren't part of that platform, who weren't part of BP, who were working on some other rig, found themselves out of work too. So there's nothing but a giant drama still connected to this. But bravo that finally, this thing is stopped at least for now. And let's hope that they hurry up with the relief wells. It gets capped off in mid-August. That's a good thing. I don't see anybody saying that this is not a good thing. And it's all about the pressure. It's all about where the pressure is and what happens with the pressure, the effect of it. So the billions that it's cost, from the cleanup to the repair efforts to the plunging stock prices, it's got to be a little bit better for the people that work for BP, too. Not that I'm crying any kind of tears for them. It's more about the livelihoods of the people lost in the Gulf that I would be concerned about. All right, let's move on to the other big story, water cooler buzz, if you will, from the Hill, and that is financial reform. It's a done deal. It's been signed. Now it goes to the president, so I think it's not going to be any problem to get his John Hancock, rather. Here's what President Obama said.
About to sign Wall Street reform into law to protect consumers and lay the foundation for a stronger and safer financial system.
All right, and then, of course, the other side of that is, no, it's not what you think it is. This is Republican Congressman John Boehner.
I think it is going to make credit harder for the American people to get, clearly harder for businesses to get, and the fact that it's going to punish every banker in America for the sins of a few on Wall Street, I think it's unwise.
All right, and that would be my concern. Ultimately, it's what could be hidden in the bank reform. There's no doubt that, hey, if you wanted to slam some of the bankers that screwed up, that messed over the American people, I'm all for that. I'm all for regulations in that sense. But the problem is how it trickles down to the average banking customer. Is that person going to suffer with higher fees because of the regulations, and also how it's meted out? What happens specifically in the bill that overwhelmingly could be bad for, you know, the average Joe Schmo? And that's what I would be worried about, including the federal agencies that have been affected by it. And when it comes to like the Department of Treasury, when it comes to the Federal Research Board, when it comes to the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, what they're saying is those offices, it's in the bill, they employ about 10 people. Each of them meet the average compensation level of $200,000, including salary and benefits and office space and all that sort of stuff. So they're saying now with this extra regulation, the program's going to cost $58 million a year in staffing and office space. And I only named off some of the agencies that are affected by it. And it's a little clause in it. And it's a section of the bill, though, that has an impact on the financial sector. So when it kicks in, it was kind of unnoticed. And one of the things that they're calling for in the bill is gender quotas in the financial sector. But ultimately, what does it really mean? And it means that extra money that has to be kicked in. So we go back to the same thing. In the 2,000 plus pages, there's a lot that's in this that I think people don't realize is there underneath the surface lurking that might have an effect on your wallet and your purse. Hang with us.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Told you about BP. That's good news. Congratulations to all the people involved in trying to make that happen, including everything that the Admiral Thad Allen threw in on BP. So they cap it off temporarily. The relief wells, if you're following the game plan, come into play by mid-August, and presto, crisis solved. Or is it? Now it's all about cleaning up the beaches and compensation and all that other sort of stuff. And futuristic things. What happens to deep water drilling and that moratorium? What happens up and down the coastline? Because previous to the BP spill, remember, it was all about drill, baby, drill. And we need to look for alternatives. And, yes, we want to go the route of the electric car, or we want to look at other possibilities. But we have to be realistic, and we need oil. So the president said, let's open it up. Let's open it up from the Atlantic all the way down. And then BP happened. So now, where does the ball go? Let's check out what Sam has to say in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Sam. Oh, lost him. Let's go. You've called back, Sam. We'll get you on. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Now he gets to take his place, and he gets the first crack at this. Hey, Don.
Hey, there. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you? It's almost the weekend.
Almost forgot your name, Kate. What a brain fart. Anyway.
That's all right. I've been called Kim a million times. It's okay.
Kim?
For Kim Delaney, I can't tell you how many times people have called me Kim.
Oh, from the actress, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know why. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, it's just the last name, you know.
Yep.
So I always did have the hots for Dana, though, until I found out she did the whammy with that geek from Massachusetts. What's his name, Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
Made me want to puke. But anyways, hey, love the Bee Gees, by the way. Thank you very much. So, and by the way, they were voted they were ranked second in the 70s. So,
really? Second? All right, 70s? Who was first?
St. Card.
All right, don't give me any hints. 70s.
Kind of hits, little by little.
A solo artist, not a band?
Yeah, from England.
From England.
Uh-huh.
Peter Frampton?
Huh?
Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton. He did have the greatest live album of all time, I think. But, Elton John.
Oh, that makes sense. Yellow Brick Road and all those hits.
Yeah. He had a huge, he was all throughout the whole deck. Well, so were the Bee Gees. But anyway, though, hey, listen, now I haven't heard. They capped it and it's not leaking now, or?
It's not leaking. If you look at any pictures of it, we put one up on AmericaTonight.net. There's no leak. You can see. You can clearly see. There's nothing coming out.
I feel terrible, Kate, about what it's done to the Gulf Coast, okay? But I'm pointing the finger and it just, I want to beat to a pulp right now. Slimy little environmentalist. They're the ones that forced these guys out that far and that deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people understood a mile deep in water, can you imagine the amount of pressure that is down there?
That's the problem. Yes,
humans can't go down that deep. You know, and so this whole and then the thing, you know, they all this stuff happens, and now they've got even a bigger environmental disaster. And so the environmentalists are like, well, we just shouldn't be drilling for oil. Well, you morons, why don't you figure out a way to power cars besides that? Oh, let's go electric. Oh, then we've got to generate more electricity with coal-fired plants.
Right,
you know?
Which people don't want. Exactly, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like these morons think energy just appears like manna from heaven or something like that. You know, Kate? And just, they shouldn't have had to drill this far off the coast.
Right.
You know? And you know what? You know what I think ought to happen, Kate, for these states along the coastline, all the states, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, and then on the East Coast and the Gulf Coast? If you don't want to let these oil companies drill offshore because you don't want to disrupt the beauty of your ocean line, you know what? Then maybe you guys ought to be the ones paying $5-6 a gallon in those states while the rest of us are paying $2-3 a gallon.
Well,
you know what?
You just hit it on the head right there. Here's the problem I have with that. You're right. It's hypocritical. Hey, if you're an environmentalist and you didn't want to see it, then don't drive. Then I guess you're going to have to walk everywhere because you're exactly right. Nobody wants to pay in America. Nobody wants to pay $6-7 for gas. They just do not want to do it. And because of the eyesore thing, that you're right, Don, that's why they were pushed into the deep water. And then this happens, so where was the pressure? The pressure was on to not get rid of oil drilling because, first of all, the money for all the states, the money that they get and the government gets. So they don't talk about that, but they get a whole lot of dough for having the drilling. For having those rigs there, and that's part of it too. So they cannot say they're not complicit in all of this.
Well, and then of course you've heard this thing about BP trying to drill off of Libya.
Yes.
And the deal with the releasing that guy, and they didn't even have 100% proof that the guy actually was the dude, you know, that blew up that airliner. You know, I mean, there's been a pretty good argument that he wasn't the one. But in any case, though, I just find it interesting how they're pointing fingers at the wonderful Secretary of State are pointing fingers at BP. This is a British company. It employs a lot of English and British, British people. You know, it's a big corporation in Britain, you know, and I wouldn't like some other country coming along and telling the United States, oh, we're going to shut down your biggest company because you're doing this and you're doing that and you're doing this. It's none of the damn business, Kate. you know, what the British are doing. You know, if that's one way down, it's sad. I the dude did spend 20 years in prison, you know, and he probably should have been executed if he was the guy who did it, you know. But, you know, it's none of our damn business, Kate. You know?
I'm going to disagree with you, Don. Thanks for the call. I'm going to disagree with you heartily there, because I think it is our damn business, because so many Americans lost their lives on that Pan Am flight. Al Megrahi is the guy that you're talking about, and I think it's outrageous that they let him out of prison. And the reason I think it's outrageous is because we go back to the loss of life factor again. 200-plus Americans killed. A lot of young kids were killed on that Pan Am flight, if you remember, over Lockerbie. So no body to bury. It's just an explosion of a plane, and this guy was heavily linked to it. They had massive evidence on him, and the Libyans did not want him to do any time. They were trying to make it seem like he wasn't part of, you know, that he wasn't really part of the deal. So then he's riddled with cancer. And the Scottish/English let him out of a prison, saying it's a humanitarian thing. He comes back to Libya to a hero's welcome. And really, behind the scenes, there's the oil deal hanging in the balance. You don't think that Muammar Gaddafi and that the Libyans didn't say, hey, screw you, we want this guy out of prison. He did 20 years. And look at this, he's ready to die, he's going to die, you need to release him. If you would release him, and then we go forward with this oil deal, which will net British Petroleum a ton of money. So, I think it is absolutely our business, and good for Hillary Clinton, and good for several of the senators for speaking out on that, because you cannot make up for the loss of life that happened as a result of that bombing. You know, we keep talking about 9/11 and how horrific that was, and the 3,000 lives that were lost. Well, remember, this was an act of terrorism, and it was decades previous to this, and it was terrible. Go back and Google it if you don't know anything about the Lockerbie crash, and look at those photos and read some of those stories. And I thought it was great when Muammar Gaddafi tried to land somewhere in the United States and nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted that Bedouin tent up. I said this in a previous show, and I thought that was a good thing. So I think it is our business. I think what British Petroleum does, if they've got permits and they're drilling close to our shores or off in the deep waters, it's still, no matter what, it is our business, because we are doing business with them. Now, if you want to talk about the fact that, hey, everybody was willing to look the other way, so, yeah, you can't completely blame it on British Petroleum. You got to blame it on Ken Salazar from the Interior Department and Minerals Management for their lack of oversight, because they were too busy taking whatever they were taking on the side. I mean, come on. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Gushing has stopped in the Gulf of Mexico. British Petroleum is saying they're still going to siphon the oil, and now it's about assessing the damage and moving forward in the idea of deep water drilling in this country. It's a great and easy question, fair or foul. Should we continue to deep water drill, or should it just be completely axed? If it's going to be completely axed, it would need to be eased out anyway, because you have some current wells that are going, and if there's going to be safety checks, which is supposedly what the moratorium's about, I would assume that the companies that already have those rigs could continue to operate. That would be what would happen. And listening to what the president said, he said the same thing, just that you have to look at whether it's safe or not. But the problem is now you've got all those people, thousands, out of work since April through November. So what are they supposed to do? And BP is not paying for them. So who pays their mortgage? Who pays for whatever it is that their family needs? That's the question. And if the regulations were lax, whose fault is that? And the answer is Minerals Management directly, since they were responsible. And then ultimately our government, if they have the oversight on it, and this has been going on since how long? A couple of decades. Why weren't they aware of some of the things that they should have had as far as safety is concerned? Then perhaps it would have been avoided. We don't know that for sure, because nothing's ever 100%, right? 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But a couple of other things are going on, too, that are worth some follow-ups on, including this immigrant list in Utah. How crazy is this? I mean, you know how I feel about illegal immigration, but, boy, this was so the wrong way to go after this. In Utah, they're trying to come up with some evidence they think they have that there are people that have access to this database where you've got 1,300 illegal immigrants' names in there and all this information about them. I mean, everything, where they work, Social Security number, fake or not, and anything and everything you can imagine, including where they live and all that kind of stuff. And I would call foul on this because you're inviting everybody else to say, look, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is like domestic terrorism, and you're certainly violating at least state and probably federal privacy laws by cracking into the system and creating what we would call a blacklist. I mean, this is America. We don't really want to have blacklists circulating. And so the Department of Justice is, I'm sure, going to look at this. It's a 30-page document, and I already mentioned this. It's got addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, and 1,300 people or so. They're people that are in the country illegally, and it also has anchor baby information, when a baby's due and whatever. And, you know, this, to me, I mean, I get this. I get what the premise was behind it, but it was a stupid thing to do because it just fuels the fire in the opposite direction. And the list was sent out, and on the top it said, deport immediately and do your job and stop making excuses. And it identifies the senders as concerned citizens of the United States. That's it. And it was circulated, and then it was denounced, of course, by a whole bunch of groups that are against illegal immigration in this country because, like I said, this doesn't do anything to help the situation. It only hurts it. And you're going to have everybody else come out of the woodwork and say, see, this is what you get. This is the problem. When you open up this can of worms in this country, you have this massive discrimination, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, do I think that the people that are obviously there in Utah and who are working and whether, like I said, they have fake or not fake Social Security numbers. But do I think that somebody should have breached the state records and gone into somebody in the IT department or somebody else who knew how to do that and do it and send this list out? I would say no, that was stupid. And that's not what you want to. That's not what you want to do. That's not how you want to respond to the laws that are being broken when it comes to illegal immigration. That's just not the right way to go about it. Duh. So shame on whoever was complicit in that. That was a big, big, big mistake. And I can see why some of the other groups would jump on this, like the LaRossas, which I think is so radical, and some of the things that they come up with, but it's a perfect thing for them to jump on, and I would too if I were in their situation. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Okay. Now, you know, I always tell you about, you know, what news is going on here in Canada, but then I'm hearing something about, I know maybe you mentioned it earlier and I didn't hear anything, about the Catholic Church's new doctrine.
The Catholic Church, no, tell me, what is it?
Okay, instead of giving 10 years for people, to tell people that they've been molested, now they give them 20 years.
Wow, really? I didn't hear that. I haven't followed that. I mean,
yeah.
I've been following what they've been talking about with the priests,
right,
and the compensation to the people,
right.
But wow, that's wrong. That's flat out wrong if that's accurate.
Yeah, well, they just announced it today, of course, you know, what's going on with capping of the with that oil leak. I know you probably had, you know, other things.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I'm thinking by the time, you know, I don't know how long ago, you know, these people were molested. But if they all of a sudden they come forward, these priests, you know, they could say, we get to inform you this priest has passed away. So, you know, it's like, I'm thinking to myself, you know, do it, But at the same time, you know, do it and then tell that priest, okay, now you're in deep trouble. You're going to be defrocked. You're going to be in jail. But at the same time, once you get out, if they ever get out, then you're going to have to start doing, you know, pay
reparations or restitution or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe go around to other priests and say, if you're thinking about doing it, you won't like the consequences.
Well, the problem, it's ridiculous what's happened, and it's ridiculous that that there was so much abuse in the past, and that they were ultimately shuffled off to other parishes to then again repeat the abuse to other innocent boys, and how awful is that?
And girls.
And girls too, but a lot of them were boys. You can't make up for that. Once somebody's been damaged that way, I don't care how much counseling they get.
Right.
This is a religious figure. This is somebody that in their life they were taught to look up to and pay attention to and obey.
Right.
I mean, when you're a kid, you're afraid. You're afraid of the priest. You do whatever they say, and so it's awful. I mean, I think it's just such a beyond a blight on the Catholic Church.
Right.
And I think the more they don't handle it head on, the more problems the Catholic Church will have.
Yeah.
Because they need to be very frank about it and just address it. I agree with you. Have counseling groups, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Get rid of the bad guys. Excommunicate them. Get them out of the church.
Whatever. Because I was talking to our favorite rabbinical person, and he had heard something about it too. And in the rabbinical world, I mean, fine, some rabbis are like, you know, I am a rabbi, treat me with respect. But Steve's attitude is, respect is a two-way street. So he says, fine, I'm a rabbi, treat me with respect, but at the same time, I treat you with respect, because most teaching rabbis teach in private schools. So if a rabbi says, well, I'm teaching rabbi, whatever it says goes, you tough hockey pucks.
Right.
Then they would go to the executive of the school and say, we want that rabbi out of here, and, you know, he's fired, you know, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So, you know, Steve is one of these rabbis. Fine, he's got a title. But every so often, like when some of the boys from his old rabbinical school, they get together every so often and they play pickup basketball, he gets together. He says, so what if I have a title? I have a pretty good jump shot, not from three-point range, but I have a pretty good jump shot. That's the way he looks at it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's got a good sense of humor. He has a good sense of himself, I think, in what he's doing.
Right, for sure. And tomorrow night, you're Montreal Alouettes, and my Montreal Alouettes are playing the BC Lions. So I'll call you Sunday and let you know what happens.
All right, have a great weekend, Sam. Thanks.
Take care. I'll tell Julie you said hi.
All right, tell her I said hi. All right, we move from Sam to, and since he brought up religion in a different sense, the mosque in New York drawing all the of course, controversy. Now there is a question about the funding for the mosque, and there's a big-time clash happening in New York. The mayor of the city, Bloomberg, says, listen, it's ridiculous to look into this. It's frankly un-American. And you have Long Island Congressman Pete King, who's saying, and he's the top guy, by the way, on the top Republican anyway, on the House Homeland Security Committee, so I'm not surprised by that. He's saying he thinks it needs to be looked into, what the $100 million project, where the money's coming from, that has to be part of what's done here. And Bloomberg says that it's just out of character for what our nation is all about. And Mayor Bloomberg standing by the decision by the city and neighborhood officials to support the construction of Cordova House. And what Cordova House is, in case you haven't heard, it's a 15-story community center with an auditorium, art exhibit space, and a mosque. And the Cordova Project is supposed to be an organization that's fostering peace between Muslims and Westerners, Western relationships. So, I mean, hey, really, honestly, on the surface, that would be a good thing, right? We know that there are, because all of us, even the way we feel about 9/11, all of us know that certainly among us are Muslim people who have nothing to do with jihadists or radicalization and what's happening. But the problem is with the mosque has also become festering and becoming those nests for people who want to do us harm. So there's going to be a lot of questions, and they should not build it at the World Trade Center site. That's stupid anyway. Stay with us. Mailbag next.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Yep, all we need is love. Let the Beatles sing it loud and clear. But is that enough to soothe the wounds after 9/11 in that area that we were just talking about where the mosque for the Cordoba house would be built? Is it too much salt in the wounds? Or, honestly, if I'm looking at this from all points of views, if clearly the Cordoba initiative is clean and clear and concise and has nothing to do with, the vermin that did what they did on 9/11 and has nothing to do with creating an atmosphere where you would be, again, creating the mindset that's been created in some other places, in some other mosques, unfortunately. If you look at a religious center, it's supposed to be a sacred ground, right? It's supposed to be a sacred place. But you know, the problem is, as the mosque can be a sacred place like a church, like a cathedral, like a, you know, any kind of place of worship, like a synagogue, the problem is sacred ground is also the World Trade Center to so many, because it is a burial ground. Remember, that there's pieces of people, if we're going to be just downright honest about it, all over the place. People were never found, of course. If somebody was lucky, they had a ring from whoever was in the building. It sounds awful to say that, but it gave some people a sense of closure. So everything that the people who suffered through the loss on 9/11, it's such a hard slap in the face. And, you know, we're talking about separating and realizing it's just like Catholicism. You know, Sam brings up, did you hear what happened with the Catholic priests? And it infuriates and angers and disgusts many people what happened in the Catholic Church. Hey, there's a zillion jokes about it, right? But does that mean all Catholics all Catholic priests are, you know, going after boys? Are they all pedophiles? Of course not. I mean, of course not. And the same thing with Muslims. We know in our minds that, yes, there are peaceful, wonderful, fabulous, regular, I'll call them regular, is anybody regular, just normal folks, let's say, that happen to be Muslim, of the Muslim faith. The problem, I think, is more about, if anything, the ground zero. That's why it was called it, ground zero. Your loved ones died there. It's a reminder about being very careful where you tread. And the years after this, I've already said it, I've been back there dozens of times. This is a shrine to so many people. And I think that's the point that Bloomberg is completely missing. Yes, it's easy to say, this is America, we don't do this, and, you know, we don't want to change our ways. And all you have to do is talk to the families whose sons, brothers, etc., firemen, who were killed in the attacks, and to think about that. And the concern has to be, I believe, for those families, from that point of view of sacred ground. And because you can have a mosque in lots of places in New York City, you can still build that bridge to healing. You can still have that sacred ground. But to me, it's just too much of a slap in the face for everything that happened there, and for the missteps since then, too, by the way, because of the lack of getting it together. What should it be? Should it be a shrine? Should we build up the towers just like they were before? You know, I mean, this is absolutely the perfect combination for a perfect storm. And that's why so many people came out to protest, and so many other people came out to support the Cordoba House and let it run. And Bloomberg is the big supporter. He says, our city's open to anyone, no matter what your religion is. And I agree with that, but I don't agree with building it there. I don't agree with putting that site there, because I think it, again, the parallels are just too much. And the whole idea of the memorial to 9/11 is the bigger deal. And when you talk about the sacred ground theory, the sacred ground, I think, has to overwhelmingly be on the side of the people that were killed and the families and the wounds and moving forward. And there can be certainly lots of support for the Cordoba initiative, but the idea of rolling forward with this, I think, is such a huge mistake for New York. All right, so we move on from that, and you can always send me your thoughts or call us at 800-259-5791. We move on from that, and we head now to the mailbag at americatonight.net. If you go to the mailbag, you have a chance to be heard if you can't get through on the phone line. So quickly, let's do that. Here,
The mail is here. Ooh.
I knew Homer was somewhere in the background. Here's this from Jan in Nevada. Hey, Kate, how about BP having the oil capped off? That has to be a good thing, right? What do you think happens in the future with deep water drilling? Boy, a lot of people, you know, the deep water oil drilling, everybody wants to know about that. And the answer is, I don't know. I've talked to people on all sides of this, and at this point, I would assume, and based on what even the president has said, that this moves forward. They're not going to cap off the deep water operations that are already there unless they're deemed to be unsafe. So you have 33 in the Gulf of Mexico. It might not be until after November, but I assume the majority of them would be open for business. Now, futuristic permits and stuff, that I would be very curious about. What happens along the East Coast, the idea of drilling there? This one's from Joseph Lane. Hello, America Tonight. I have to ask you a question about the organic. I heard your guest, the organic versus just the food that we're eating, the fruits and the vegetables. What do you do, and what do you think is probably the best way to proceed when you're shopping? Wow. Joseph, we'd have to go shopping together. To be honest, it's funny that you asked me, what do you do? That's why I had him on. That's why I had D. Wayne on, because he took a lot of flack for being what he was saying, a naturalist. He grew up that way, just eat the better food and do this. And there's this blowback to that. And the reason is because power corrupts and money, you know, follow the money, we say that. So ultimately, there is a lot of misinformation. There's too many people on drugs. There's too many prescription overdoses. There's too many problems with diseases. And if you can really chart the course and find that if you eat a little healthier, it's much better for you in the long run, it doesn't mean that you can't slide off. Here's the thing. I will never, if you want to know my personal habits, I will never be the person who says no to New York pizza or a cheesesteak or whatever. But I'm trying to eat healthier, and I'm trying to eat stuff that's better for me, in other words, so that I feel better. And I do feel better when I eat healthier foods. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to have that cheeseburger. I couldn't live completely like that because I still want to kick back and do it. So I guess the answer is it's that moderation, common sense thing. But definitely on the drugs, I'm all about, do you really want to pump yourself full of a whole bunch of drugs and you don't know what the side effects are, and then you get, you know, hooked into it, and it's like its own special brand of heroin, so dangerous. Alex in Connecticut. Big fan of the show. I've been listening now for about a year and a half or so. I accidentally found you when I couldn't get George Norrie on the dial. I heard you make a reference to him the other night. I thought it was really, really funny. I cackled. And you mentioned that sometimes you do talk about UFOs. Is that really true? We've talked about it before. Not do I think UFOs exist. I think one time I threw open the question, did anybody ever think that they saw something in the sky that was an unidentifiable flying object? And did they think they were crazy and tell somebody about it? And or did they want to tell people here in America Tonight? And I figured I talked about different things I had heard from different people, and I figured we wouldn't get any phone calls, blow out phone lines. So there are people who think they have seen UFOs. And I lived in Vegas, so I got to tell you, there were a lot of conversations about UFOs, honestly. some pretty fascinating characters I met in my couple of years living there in the desert. My, oh, my.